Uthandwa ngendlela ongasokuze uyiqonde. Khetha iRadio Pulpit 657 AM. Luthando olo.
We have Ndate Kunene on the line, Tulani Kunene on the line. Ndate, you are welcome to Radio Pulpit.
Thank you, Ndate Mwani. It's always good to be here to empower knowledge to those who need.
We are continuing on this topic of premarital program. And remember, a few weeks back, we talked about premarital counseling. So it's part two of this topic here, premarital program. That means there is a lot that needs to be done. There is a lot that needs to be known when it comes to the issue of marriage. Unfortunately, marriage is one of the things that people tend to neglect, even though they affect us for the most part of our lives. Yes, if you want to get some qualifications, we go and study for that because we want to become teachers, good ones, we want to become doctors and all that. But when it comes to marriages, it looks like it's something that we take for granted. And yet, it is something that, you know, should be playing the major role in our lives, in a sense that if at all there were schools of marriages, we should be able to go there and get their qualifications. But that being said, I'm grateful to the Almighty and to you that you brought these topics. And I hope that many people get to listen to this, and that will help them in the long run, more especially those that are preparing for marriages and those who are in marriages and all that. At least they can be able to say, man, had I known these things, I wouldn't be where I am today. But it's never too little, too late. It's never too late to mend. I can always go back and rectify certain things in my life and then move on and stuff like that. So let's quickly look at some of the things that you highlighted last week as far as this topic of premarital program is concerned. And afterwards, go straight to what you have in store for us.
So what you just mentioned now, that we all go to varsity to study for our degrees and, you know, all those diplomas. However, most of our time is spent with the person you married with. It's always say, until death do us apart. But we don't get this training where we are prepared for this. That's why we see so much divorces taking place, where people get married and yet they are not really ready for this institution. So me as a marriage, as a family law mediator, I sit with the people who are divorcing on the other side, and I felt that we needed to come up with a program that will prevent this scourge of divorce among, especially in the black culture. The divorce rate is high there. It's highest there, then followed by the colored culture and the other races. But who's suffering more? Who's the majority in South Africa? It's native black South African. And a lot of people don't even recover from it, financially, emotionally. And the kids who are already in those marriages, they also suffering. And they continue suffering, getting married. Some say, I wouldn't even get married. I heard the other time someone saying that marriage is a scam. I don't blame him. That's his opinion on this institution, where he got onto it without being prepared. Hence, he would label it as a scam, of which we then need to come in and help. I know the church is helping. I was talking to someone now who came to see me. We're looking at talking and helping them with this program as well. We just finished a meeting at about 2. So let's go out today. The church can do this. Individual like us can also do this and help the community so that we don't have this divorce rate being high as it is. So today we'll talk on part of the agenda that we discussed on the marriage success program. So the number one point is, who am I in this marriage? I know that the Moabi, if I were to ask you that question, it would be a difficult one.
Yes, don't ask me
to answer. So we ask, who are you without your titles?
Yeah, that's a good one.
People will say, I'm so-and-so's dad, I'm so-and-so's child. No, who are you as an individual? So let's start today. Because people get into marriage, they want to impress their partner, and yet they don't know who they are. Even the Bible says, two blind men lead each other to
I think, again, how we have identified ourselves over the years. You are a teacher, you are a lawyer, and all that. That's how you define yourself. But once that is taken away from you, who are you really?
Who are you really? Who are you marrying? Before you even go to marry someone, who are you? Because it will come. Your first year, second year, your natural being will come out. If you don't even know who you are, and then yet this person comes and joins you, let's make an example with a man, for example. If a man doesn't know who he is, where does he come from? Does he know where he's going? So you go and get this this lady to come and join you into this journey, and yet you don't know where you are, where you are going, and whose you are. Let's start today. So if I know who I am without my titles, and I'm not going to say it yet because it's not easy to just say it. I need people to understand. We go through a particular exercise that of them find out who they are. Once you know who you are, then you go to knowing your partner. Who are you getting married to? And she also knows who she's marrying into. This now prevents a whole lot of things. Because if we in this program, and you realize that, no, man, this person that I thought was is not the person that I thought is, then you would have the right to say, okay, I don't think I'm ready for this marriage. And then I would have saved you and the headache of the future of trying to change a person in the future. Because what we see as counselors, a lot of women will marry someone knowing that they are not ideal. They don't tick all the boxes that they look for in a man. But they make it a project that I will change him. He will be what I want. And 10 years down the line, you realize that this person hasn't changed. And then you keep on saying that men are trash. And yet you knew what you were getting yourself into. And you make it a project that I'm going to change it. How many ladies out there have done that and have failed? You know, you cannot change a man. If he's this type of a person, if you marry him, you accept him for who he is with his flaws and his strengths. Same with men. You accept a woman with their flaws and their strengths. In the past, we used to say the roles were clear, that women will take care of the household and men will go and work. Those roles are already being changed now. So if you are marrying a man who still wants that type of a woman in 2025, do you think they're going to succeed in the next 10 years? Because the roles are changing. So we all cook, we all clean, we all take care of the kids, we all go into work. And whoever comes back early can start cooking. You know, but people who are still stuck in those, you'll find other women says, I just want to be at home, executive. And yet they want a particular lifestyle. Where is the money going to come from? Houses are expensive. People don't want to live in the township. People want to go to the suburbs, buy houses in the estate. Those are not cheap. You need both salaries to maintain that type of a lifestyle. But if one says, no, I want to be a home executive, I don't want to work. And yet the man wanted someone who works. There is a case that I was dealing with in another men's conference where we were talking, the guy saying, I'm going through a divorce now, I'm currently busy with the divorce. The precise reason why he's divorcing is that when we met with my wife, we were both at varsity. She was doing year one, I was doing year two. It just so happened that she fell pregnant in our relationship. So we got married. But as we were discussing as girlfriend and boyfriend, we both wanted to be in the corporate world. as soon as she had a child, she decided, no, I don't want to go back to work. I want to be a home executive. In fact, for 2 years, he tried to continue with this, but it was not something that she really wanted. It eventually led to divorce, because even those roles that she was talking about as a home executive, she was not fulfilling those roles. She was not cooking. She asked Guti, let's get a helper. And then this one says, but why should we get a helper if you are home as a home executive? She says, but I'm taking care of the child. It's a lot of work. He agreed grudgingly. Later, he would say, when I come back home, there's no food ready for me. I must then start making a sandwich. When I talk about food, she says she's tired. She's been having a whole day. She's been tired. And there's another problem as well. Because of that, she's no longer making herself look as beautiful as she would if she was going to work. Now he doesn't get attracted to her. She sees this woman who's just wearing baggy clothes and tracksuits. There's no longer affection in that marriage. Number two, when he gets to work, you see people that are stimulating him intellectually because they're sitting in a boardroom. You see now where this is leading. They are going through a divorce because she married and never told the guy that, actually, this is what I want. And this is who I am. So this one married someone believing that this is the person that I want to spend my life with, and that she was wrong. So let's identify who are you before you say I do.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm sure many are keen to hear the answer to that, to know who they really are. Can you start there before Refetsa Thulaganyo, people not knowing who they really are? How should I define myself then?
That's why I'm saying there's a tool that we use. Most people cannot tell.
Okay.
Number one, I can give you a few examples.
Please.
The other person would say, I'm not a person who would go and confront people on whatever matters. That's already telling who you are. Some people this is also choosing to the career. I like being on stage, entertaining people. Then you see who this person is. You know, let's take Brenda Fassie, for example. She's always been an entertainer. Those people is, like...
Brenda Fassie? That says a lot about your age, hey? You know Brenda Fassie?
Yeah, she's always been an entertainer.
Yeah.
Everything that she did was to entertain people. So you're marrying someone who is an entertainer. And they must also acknowledge that, actually, I like entertaining people. Because this also leads to compatibility in marriage. You find someone who's an outgoing person, the other one is, no, I'm okay behind doors. The other one wants to go to concerts and all of those things, whereas the other one wants to stay at home. He will say, let's go. And she says, no, I'm okay at home. And he goes to those concerts, and then he meets people that entertain him and who on the same level. When he gets home, he's bored. So that's also telling what type of a person you are. I mean, the person who's outgoing. I like going out. Some people say, I like going to nature. I like spending time in nature. Whereas the other person says, no, I'm not going to nature. I'm afraid of snakes. You see, you have two different people.
Yeah, now let's look at the people that meet each other at the, what do you call that, the groove. That, do you call them the grooves? The grooving places and all that. And then next day, they marry such people. And then expect those people to stop going there. Rebecca Yamu.
You met the person at the group and you expect them to settle down at some stage.
Yeah. After marriage.
Yes. But you find that some people will go to group at the age of 50, 60. They still want to go to the group with the 30-year-old and 20-year-old. So there's a child in him or her. Can you change that? You'll always be frustrated that my wife is always going to parties and yet she's no longer a child. You'll see them wearing those skinny jeans. You've seen those videos of elderly men with the big tummies wearing skinny jeans.
I've just seen somebody today. And I'm like, oh, yeah. no more.
Yeah, and they identify with the younger generation.
Oh, okay.
How do you change that person? He is like that.
Yeah.
He needs someone who is in his league. And most cases, those guys will have younger women because they want those women to keep them young.
Mm.
So you marry that person, you think that, no, we'll settle down at a particular stage. This one is not settling down.
Mm.
He keeps on wanting to gallivant the street. And when are you thinking, which we are old now, we need to be sitting down, settling down, and. You see? So knowing who you are, number one, and knowing who you are marrying into, it will reduce a lot of things, a lot of problems. As a woman, you know you're not doing a project trying to fix this one to be a ideal person that you're looking for. When you marry, you know exactly, oh, my man is one of those people who wants to go and play and go play together instead of pulling him down. He gets a little bit of a chance, he goes, he doesn't come back, comes back on a Monday.
Mm.
That's the December thing where I saw it last week, December. I know when he gets his salary,
you'll
only see him. What type of them? And they know.
I just thought it's true, though, because I've seen them doing that around on social
media.
It's the
same thing. So it's very important to know who you are and who your partner is before you even say, I do. During that courting stages, find out. Be open. But I know a lot of people don't go through these things. They don't know. That's why I'm here. To help people find out who they are. The other problem, finding out who you are, is where you were brought up. How did your parents look at life? Because we respond to life based on our view of life. You know, a person who grew up in the rural areas has a different view to a person who grew up in the urban areas in life. So if you marry someone from the rural area and from the urban areas, there's a huge gap that you need to close.
Yeah. I'm from the rural area.
There's a lot that you need to close.
I'm from the rural areas, but I spent more time in the urban areas.
But when you came to the urban areas, you could see that life is different.
No, I saw that. That's why I was telling people that I'm not going to marry a Kasi girl, because I saw the element of disrespect in the manner that they talk to men. I'm like, no, I'd rather marry a rural girl like mine. And indeed, I married a rural girl. I don't want to be to be left feeling like I'm being disrespected. Somebody talking to me like, you know, the things that I heard them saying to their men, there, I'm like, no. And he's Apu Baba. I'm going back to my roots.
Yeah. So the other problem now is the foreigners who come to South Africa as well.
Yeah. So this culture thing, it only affect the marriages, isn't it?
Yeah, because they find South African women beautiful.
Yeah.
But they forget about the culture, the difference between women from their countries and South African women.
Did you marry from the same culture? Did you marry a Zulu woman?
Come again?
Did you marry a Zulu woman?
Not a real woman.
Zulu woman, did you marry?
Oh, Zulu woman. Yeah. Oh, Zulu women are also in their own league.
No, I mean, did you marry her?
Yes, I married a Zulu woman. I'm Zulu as well.
Yeah. So, I wanted to ask you a question. How do you guys communicate when you're angry at each other, if the main language of communication is English? Because sometimes when you are angry and all that emotional, we run out of English. I was just interested.
Well, we are Zulus, but from the township, not from the rural areas.
Yeah.
It would have been different. Because we came from the old same township,
yeah.
We understand each other.
Oh, okay.
You know, but the Zulus from KZN, some of those women can even beat you up. I'm sorry to say that, but some of them are in that level. If a man does the same thing, they can give that corporal punishment to their husbands.
Those are the most respectable women you can find from the rural areas. But anyway, we know where love is able to change. Not all the relationships that are coming from different cultures are like that, though. Do you agree?
I do agree.
I hear you. Okay.
Yeah.
No, it's getting interesting. Unfortunately, time is not allowing us to go on and on with this. I so wish that next week, we'll start with this. Rebuaka, this whole thing. Please note it down. For next week, you start with it. This issue of culture, people marrying, people from different cultures and what have you. How does that affect marriages?
Yeah.
Very, very interesting. And remember again that you owe us. I don't know whether it's part and parcel of this topic. Why the reason why people divorce. I don't know whether it's part and parcel of...
It is.
Oh, okay.
It is. That's why I developed this training manual.
Oh, all right. Okay, that...
Yes. If we didn't address all of these,
most
likely people will divorce.
Oh, okay. Okay, yeah, we'll go on that. Your contact details, please.
Yeah. So my WhatsApp only is 067-911-4591. So you can pop a WhatsApp there, we will respond, and it's WhatsApp only, don't call. Or else people can visit our website, www.numeric2-line. It's two line, that's the website, 2line.co.za. But if you're looking on socials, it's 2line mediations on Facebook, TikTok. And that's where I put videos talking about these topics that we usually talk about here.
Yeah, the podcast.
Yeah.
Okay, so thank you very much for your time.
Thank you, sir. Next week then.
Radio Pulpit's Facebook page makes you more a part of the station than ever before. Now you can give your opinion regarding our programs or even contact your favorite presenter. You can get the latest news and existing programs and communicate with other listeners. Come on, let your fingers do the talking on Radio Pulpit's Facebook page. It's interactive and dynamic. Just visit facebook.com/Radio Pulpit.